Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome to Trendle Bed Tales Radio, and today we're trying sort of an experiment to see how it works. As we head into April, this is sort of one of our busiest Laura fandom months, and I thought between now and when things sort of get closed down for the season at the end of the year, depending on how things go, that people might be interested in just a short little update about what's going on. We'll see how it goes. If people are interested, I'll be glad to do more. And if you're not, that's fine. Maybe this will phase out after a trial or two. But for today, we're just going to do a little housekeeping. And what we're going to talk about first are just sort of the things that are events that I know of off the top of my head and that are happening about Laura fandom this month. And the first one is that three of the Laura Ingalls Wilder museums for sure opened April 1st. Now, I haven't gone in and checked all their start dates, but they have been vocal. There's been vocal noise from three of the museums that the Walnut Grove Museum, the Independence Museum, and the Burr Oak Museum all opened on April 1st for the season. So if you're out traveling, even though it's kind of early, there'll be somebody home to take care of you at all three of those spots. On April 3rd, I had my first Trundle Bed Trails radio episode of the month. It was called Take a Bite Out of History Biscuits. And I'm going to be going back and talking about social history issues from time to time, just because I think it's important to learning about Laura. And what we did with that particular episode, I got a program started at Usher's Ferry Historic Village here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where girls could come to a workshop, and when they got done, except for reading the books, they will have earned everything they had to do for their Laura Ingalls Wilder patch. And so I take you through everything that I did with the girls for the segment. Of course, I can't stick your hands in the bowl with the dough, but you'll get sort of the same information and experience they had, and hopefully when you get all done, you can make yourself a batch of biscuits, which I hope you do. It really is an easy thing and something that pretty much every Laura fan ought to be able to do. Looking ahead, on April 14th, I'm going to be doing two programs, one storytelling program and one informational program at the Fort Madison, Iowa Public Library. So if you're going to be in Fort Madison, you can check me out at 4, and I believe it's 6, at the Fort Madison Public Library, and I'll put out more information on that fairly shortly. But if anybody's from Iowa, that would be a good opportunity to see me. Also on April 19th, Tuesday, April 19th, at Prairie Lights Bookstore in Iowa City, Iowa, Wendy McClure is going to be reading from her new book, The Wilder Life. Now, I'm about halfway through it, and it seems kind of Rose-esque to me, but we'll see how it goes because it got a great cover, and I think it'll be a fun time. And I just talked to them on the phone today, and I'm going to bring the display that I use when I do my Laura speaking there. And I think it'll be a good time for people who want to gather together to meet other Laura fans. I know of at least three Laura fans besides myself who are planning on going, and I'm sure there'll be many more, so I think it'll be a good opportunity to network with other fans. Also, if you aren't from Iowa City or the surrounding area, it'll be streamed live on the internet, just like this show, only you have to go through the Prairie Lights Bookstore website. Now, the page for it isn't up yet, but when it is, I'm going to do a blog post, so you can check on that. Speaking of radio shows, my next episode of Trundle Bed Tales, I just got scheduled today, on Wednesday, April 20th, I'm going to be talking with Stephen Luce, who is the director of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Park and Museum, which is the museum in Baroque, Iowa, Grace's birthplace. And he tells me that they've been doing some changes up there, and we're going to talk about all of that, and it'll hopefully be another interesting episode that will encourage you to take a trip sometime to Baroque, and that will be at 9 o'clock Central Time, and on April 20th. And the information for that I am just putting up on my blog and my website as we speak, so you'll be able to find the links and things there. Also, and this is a Laura event I don't think I'm going to be able to make, unfortunately, it looks like on April 27th that Allison Ingram, who played Nellie Olson on the television show, One Woman Show, Confessions, is going to be at Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is right next to Pepin. And actually, my cousin lives there. And if there's any way at all, I would try very hard to get up there to see it, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to pull it off because I open the next morning at work. But we'll see. You may see me there after all if you get a chance. She actually posted several upcoming dates for this summer on her Facebook page. So if you're interested in that, be sure to take a look. Also, be aware that it is a very adult content show. She dealt with a lot of things as a kid that no kid really should have dealt with. And she really presents all that during the show and in her book, which is very good regardless. So just be aware of that. This is not going to be a sunshine and lights type presentation, but I think you'll really enjoy it if you have that in mind. Now, I wanted to go over a few other things while I have your attention. And this is sort of coming off the fact that somebody who I have been tweeting with for a while just said to me, oh, when they listened to the radio show, the one on the 3rd was the first time she realized I was on Facebook. So I thought it would be good to just kind of go through all the ways you can get the Laura experience through Trundle Bed Tales. And first off, since I started there, you can definitely find me on Twitter under Trundle Bed Tales. And I don't tweet an incredible amount, but I tend to be pretty steady unless I have a reason. I usually tweet a couple times a day. I like to pass on things that people will find of interest. I talk about Laura. I talk about Anne. I talk about children's books. And if I have something exciting going on, like the last time I was over at Hoover for a program, I tweeted during that. And if you ever want to get into a conversation about Laura, that's a great place to do it. I'm also on Facebook under Sarah Uthoff. Uthoff is Uthoff. I will warn you. I'll go ahead and approve you, but I don't approve. Leave that little note in. And if you've already sent one and I haven't approved it and you're a Laura fan, send me a message and say, hey, I'm a Laura fan, and I'll go back and approve you. So that's Twitter and Facebook. You can also find me on LinkedIn if you're on there. And you can find me on the Trundle Bed Tales YouTube channel, which I have actually uploaded two videos fairly lately. One is on feeding a bottle calf who sadly didn't make it, but it's a lovely little video that shows you all about how you feed a bottle calf with a bottle. And this is sort of a step up for how Laura trained the calf to drink out of a bucket. And you even get to see the sort of headbutt that Laura talks about where he splashes milk all over her, which is what usually happens if you do try and teach it to feed out of the bucket. That's why I like using the bottle. But there's a nice little video of that. There's also a video of a family meal we had recently that we did April Fool's on. So, for instance, we made a green bean casserole out of spinach noodles. We found a mold to make a turkey out of Jell-O. And it's just kind of a fun little thing, so you may want to go ahead and check that out too. And there's also, of course, on there things that I have posted earlier. There's a video of Pa's church bell ringing in Walnut Grove. There's a video of me waiting in Plum Creek, and it sort of shows you how to do that. I'm right now almost finished up editing a video on Laura Days in Pepin. Yes, it takes me a little while sometimes, but I've about got all the little pieces edited separately, so I just will have to finish up the last few and edit them together. And I'm also going to be doing a video on the museum or the display in the library on Laura that was over at the University of Michigan. So those are things that you can look for that are coming up soon. And I really hope, and the thing I was going to say too, if you're interested in having me come and speak, I certainly do that. I've spoken at several of the home sites, and I'm always glad to come and speak to you. I do things with PowerPoint. Usually I do things in the person of Laura. I also do historic storytelling about stories from the time of Laura, and kind of various different kinds of things. I do classes that are more in depth on Laura. I have specialized accounts. One of the programs that I have booked later this year, I'm talking about dolls and Laura Ingalls Wilder. I've got one for my Christmas program, and that's just I can usually work out whatever you need to do. Bear in mind, I do work, and so I usually have to take a day off, and I don't get to take vacation pay to come and do it. So sometimes I can't accommodate everybody, but I sure try. So if you want to get a hold of me, if you're interested in having me come speak, I would be glad to do that. And I think that sums up about everything that's going on this April, and I hope that you will tune in again to the next Trundle Bed Tales. And the next episode, remember, is going to be Wednesday, April 20th with Steve Luce of the Baroque Museum at 9 o'clock Central Time. And you can either tune in through your computer, or if you're on the go, you can call in using your regular phone or your cell. And the numbers are 1-714-242-5253, 1-714-242-5253, or 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free, 1-877-633-9389. Thank you for tuning in, and check us out on the next episode of Trundle Bed Tales.